Wow, we've got a lot to get to in the next 15 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show, so please don't go anywhere. Alex has a story about cheating. I don't even know what it's about, like who cheated or why they cheated, but I kind of like when other people have relationship drama. That way, when I go to my therapist on Thursday, it sounds like me and Lindsay are perfect. That's awesome. So that's coming up within 15 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This mom is making national news because, well, of what she was wearing. Check this out and then join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I would like to know, whose side are you on?
Jocelyn Lewis is a big Marilyn Monroe fan and is in the process of getting her hair done, which is why she has it covered.
I can see if it's a student. Yes, they have a dress code. I understand that, but I'm not a student, so I have no dress code. So who are you to tell me how to dress?
Monday morning, Jocelyn says she unenrolled her daughter from Lamar High School so she could transfer the 15-year-old to Madison High School.
When I went to Lamar, I had no problem. But when I got to Madison High School, they refused me access to the premises because of what I had on.
Jocelyn alleges an administrator disapproved of her outfit.
She said that my headscarf was out of dress code and my dress was too short.
The mother says her dress meets the fingertip length test and would understand if her rear end or chest were hanging out. She also doesn't understand why having her hair covered was an issue.
Not saying it's a part of my religion, but it could have been. I just wanted to wear it up. Who are you to say that I can't wear my hair up in a scarf?
Jocelyn says she was not aware of an apparent dress code and alleges no one could show it to her when asked.
I'm mad. I'm furious. I'm mad. My child needs her education.
She says she'll try to register her daughter again tomorrow and will dress differently.
My child's education, anyone's child's education, should be more important than what someone has on. That shouldn't matter.
What do you think? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Do you think the school at a point like, look, you can't come here and come to a school, even if you're not the student, and dress like that. You got to be like dressed up a little bit nicer. Or is it like, what are you guys making a big deal out of this? Why are you overreacting? 833-JOE-ALEX.
I think we should take it a step farther and say that everyone needs to have a uniform, not just a dress code. The students, the parents, and even us here at Radio Now, I feel like we should come to work.
You can't enforce that because the parents are there for 30 seconds dropping their kid off. Most of them aren't getting out of the car.
Porkchop just wants a uniform so he doesn't have to wear the same t-shirt to work every single day.
Him and Joe could both benefit from that.
Yeah, so we'll stop ragging on them about their awful style.
I am not in favor.
That's why.
I don't care. I know I don't have style. And I'm married. I don't have to oppress women anymore. Who cares? I've given up, but I don't want to wear a uniform to work, but maybe to school. I mean, what do you think, Alex?
I actually don't understand the problem with the hair up thing with the scarf. I didn't think that was fair at all. I do think anyone that wears Marilyn Monroe, Betty Boop, or Tweety Bird clothing,
Tweety Bird, I knew you'd bring that
always
up.
Trashy. So I kind of understand the school's point there. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, don't wear that if you have any clothing with any of those things on it.
Right, but it is trashy, but does that mean that her daughter shouldn't be allowed to go to that school?
No, I don't think any of this is fair to the kid.
So excessive.
I just think parents need to take a little bit of sense of pride in themselves and say, look, you don't have to wear, I don't expect you to wear a suit. But like, okay, maybe we don't wear the wife beater today. Maybe we save the dip stained shirt for tomorrow. You know what I mean? Well, nothing wrong. Like, I'm white trash as can be, so I don't judge people. I'm just saying I can see where the school's like. And she obviously said her butt cheek wasn't hanging out, but from the video I saw of the interview,
was it short?
It looked like she had no pants on, just because like her shorts were, you know, short enough that it looked like she had nothing on. And I'd say the same thing, Liv, about a man. It's not just because she's a woman,
right?
I don't care if you got a P or a V. It doesn't matter.
I wouldn't have had as much of a problem if they would have told the mom, hey, you know, next time you drop her off, if you could please be in something a little bit more appropriate, like not pajamas or whatever. Just keep that in mind.
Right.
Maybe a warning. But like to say that the girl couldn't go to school, that to me is just insane, because at that point you're only hurting the child. You're only taking away from her education. I just don't understand what any of that has to do with the kid.
They're putting more priority on this adult's appearance than they are on a child's education. And like that's super messed up.
But also please ban
registration.
All Marilyn Monroe, Betty Boop, and Tweety Bird clothes. Thank
Nobody
you.
Nobody wears a Taylor Swift shirt. We have an exception here.
Of course. But Cookie Monster also is in that category. No Cookie Monster stuff.
Cookie, the grade I always got. All right. Good morning. Is this Lucretia?
Yes, this is Lucretia.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this?
I honestly feel as parents, we should be more professional when we go to our children's school. Honestly, you know, as moms especially, we rush a lot. But at least take your bonnet off and put on something decent. Don't just go to the school with your bonnet on and a short dress and flip-flops. That is absolutely horrendous because you not only represent yourself, but you're representing your child as well. And that can set that child up for bullying. Yes, the school did not have to turn her away from registering, but she should just, that should be a reminder to her, like, okay, let me throw on something a little bit more decent before I go to try to register my child for school.
Would you have been okay with the hair being wrapped? It would have been, if it would have been like a silk scarf material as opposed to like a shower cap or a bonnet?
Honestly, as an African-American female, we have so much access to hair products and hair accessories. So me personally, I would have, you know, did the little thing with where you tie it up in the front.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it looks a little bit better than just a bonnet or, you know, a headscarf or something like that. So I just feel like she could have done a lot better versus the bonnet.
Now, gotcha. we're starting a Joe and Alex Show dress code thing to add to the list. What else would you say? We already have in there the Tweety Bird, the Marilyn Monroe shirt. What else would you add? Like, hey, parents, you can't wear this to school.
I think thong. Because, you know, when parents bend over, you know, the thong is showing up. Yeah. Like, no, put on some decent underwear. Because I see that, you know, a lot at my kids' school as well. So, thongs, don't wear them.
Check out that whale tail. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate you. Caitlin, you're up. What do you think about this?
So, I agree with the previous caller. But, however, if she passed the fingertip lips for the dress, then I feel like everything's okay. I mean, thick women, we have a hard time finding clothes enough. So if she was just going to register for her kids to be in school, I feel like that should not have been an issue. You're going to see this mom one day versus the kid's going to be there every day. As long as the kid was okay, then I feel like everything should be okay. This mom just should have had a warning about, you know, future visits about having her dress code good.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And at the same time, like, I think parents should dress code. It's like, to be fair, haven't we all had our days where we're just busy as hell? Like, we are just trying to get through the day. And maybe that was a day for her. She's like, she had so much going on. She's like, look, all I got is my Marilyn Monroe shirt and my hair cap, my shower cap. This is what I'm wearing. And that's right, all that she could do.
But what's really bothering me is the school. So Lamar is more of an uppity school. So therefore, if Lamar didn't say anything, I have a hard time trying to figure out why Madison specifically said anything. Being that that's majority of African-American children, like, I just don't understand that, especially the bonnet. I don't care what's on her head. She should never have been told anything about what's on her head, period.
Right. Who does Madison think they are?
Yeah, come on, Madison. Get it together.
You're not even, like, the nicest school.
No, really. But, yeah, I just feel like she should have just got a warning, but just being able to register her kid for that day. Everybody needs their education at the end of the day.
Hey, thank you, Caitlin, for calling in. Let's wrap up this conversation with Shane. And if you couldn't get through, you can always take it to our social media. Where do we have this up this morning, ladies? Where do we got it posted?
We can post something on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
All right,
and
cool.
Also on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, sounds good. Shane, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What up?
Hi.
What do you think?
I'm 50 years old, and I have been dealing with these school districts for so long. I would walk right back in that school and the same clothes. It sounds like if she passed the test, the finger length test, I would walk back in that school with my hair up on my head as I'm sending my child into elementary school. I'd walk back in that school with my hair up on with ponytail. Turn purple in the same clothes. Lord Jesus, I would.
I like you. Your petty goals.
Now, what would you add to our Joan Alex
as
Show?
As simple as that.
What would you add to our dress code list here? Would you ban anything? Or are you like, no, Tweety Bird deserves to be in schools?
Is Tweety Bird showing anything other than a Tweety Bird?
Tweety Bird, Marilyn Monroe, all that good stuff.
I mean, they're just showing a picture of their face. Is that it?
Yeah,
pretty much. Is anything exposed?
Not that I could see. I mean, I did look at the video
multiple
times.
I don't see anything wrong with that t-shirt. I'm sorry. It's a Tweety Bird.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Shane, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
I'm still for a Joe and Alex Show uniform. I think we should all wear black pants with white button-down shirts.
You just want us to all look
yes.
like waiters.
I was going to say, we all look like we're at a funeral.
Go back to Applebee's, dude,
we
please.
We need to look professional. Okay. Or it's just because I don't have enough money for clothes. And you're right, Liv. I don't want to wear the same shirt.
And you
every
in a
day.
White t-shirt, you spill so much food on yourself every day. That would be a mess.
Just get yourself a onesie and call it a day.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.